to Solaire because we got very bad training, but I guess it depends where you're at. But, well, then you'll be dealing with the air ends that we make, so good luck with that. Lately, we've been getting a lot of returns, a lot of failures for some reason from Van Aaren. I'm not sure why, but probably mostly, if not definitely, on our end. But, well, good luck with that, Travis. Van Aer is not a horrible place to work from what I've been told, so there's been goods and bads, but that's true everywhere. So definitely good luck with that.
It's going to be an adventure. Anyway, Kurt, I'll let you get back to it, trying to close up your net there, and you can get some sleep. Some of us are going to be up all night fixing everything that the power outage broke, but that's a whole other story. Anyways, we'll catch you later. KC9TWX, the clear, 73s.
All right, Travis, 73. Thank you for checking in. Have a good evening. Good rest of your week. All right, we'll do one more call. Anybody anywhere, comments, questions, anything at all, this is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
WB9W again. What a question for Kurt.
Yeah, go ahead, Pete.
You're running an ICOM 7000. That's a, the head comes off of that radio. It's a little thing. It's similar to the ICOM 706s. Over.
Yes, sir. That be the one.
And yours runs real hot for some reason?
Yeah, I'm just looking at it here, and that's from what I remember. I used to have this in my car, and I ran HF mobile and plus VHF, UHF. But I remember hearing that they run hot, so I bought an external fan to put on it, but I'm not using the fan because I figured sitting here on the desk wasn't as hot as a trunk, which is where I had it in the car. So, but yeah, I mean, it's not hot to the point where I got to worry about putting a fan on it, but man, it is warm for only running 10 watts. I mean, it would warm your hand up if your hands are cold.
Okay, that's interesting. And that radio, what's capable of maybe 50 watts if you did it maximum on 2 meters?
Yeah, 50 watts, 2 meter. I can't remember if 50 watts 440 or if it's like 35 or 45. I can't remember. And then 100 watts HF.
Okay, I had one of those for a short period of time. I didn't, you know, it was okay. I don't know why I didn't like the way it wasn't user friendly for me, but you have to get used to it. And then I had the newer version of that radio, the 7000. They had that other two-piece radio. I forget what they call that one. It didn't have a color display. Maybe you know which one I'm talking about. It, you know, you can separate the head from the radio. All mode, all bands. They're you familiar with that model?
Yeah, the ICOM 7100. It is like a desk-mounted head unit, in a way.
That's it. That's it. I had that for a while, too, and I was thinking of, you know, putting that mobile, but then it never really good mobile mount. And that radio came with a separation cable, I believe. And I think the model you have to... Separation cable is optional, I believe. Or did that come with your radio, over?
It seems to me like it came with the radio. I've had this radio for a long time. It was my first HF radio I ever bought. So that was back in, I think, 2012-ish time frame. And I want to say it might have came with the cable, but it's possible I bought it. I really don't remember.
Yeah, okay. I have an ICOM 706, and I bought that radio brand new, and I still have it here, and I use it mobile, but I don't have it in my mobile anymore. I don't have any radio in my car anymore, because I got a different car, and it's not, it's got a sunroof. It's all glass sunroof, believe it or not. It's huge. There's like no ground plane on this thing, and so it's, if I do put it back in there, and it's just, probably wouldn't work too well because I like to use it on HF for like 10 meters. But there's like, it's an all glass roof, basically. Like 3/4 of the roof is all glass. So go figure. So that's a little dilemma. I have to get a different car. Could trade this one in, get something with a roof. I didn't really want a sunroof, but that's the way it came. So Okay, and but I like my 706, great radio, and I've had it. I also said that it's a repair for once, and needed a, had a leaky capacitor, and it would drift off frequency on 2 meters. But great radio, and I still have it here, and I got it in the shack, and I can't say enough about it. Over.
Oh yeah, yeah, that ICOM 706. That's a well-known radio. Everybody wanted one at one time. Everybody probably still wants one. It's a great radio, shack in a box, just like this 7000. But I think that 706, it lasted a lot longer than the 7000. They only sold these for a couple of years, and then they just kind of phased out. I don't know why. I agree with you on the menu system on it, though. It's not very user-friendly. Not like the new ICOM radios. That's for sure, but once you get used to it, it's not bad. When I was using it every day, I had it pretty well figured out, but then once I brought it in the house after about 10 years, it took me a minute to figure out how to even get back to the memories.
I wanted to get, you know, the 706, maybe the Mark IIG, the newer version of the 706, you know, that has UHF in it. I was thinking of getting one of those. But we'll see what happens. Oh, and another thing, you're changing the subject. If you're rebroadcasting, getting on this Chicago repeater, which it, when the Chicago repeater comes on, it knocks out you guys, so I can't hear you. I'm not using a beam to aim at you guys, but it did come on a few times, and the ID knocks you out there. But anyway, if you're rebroadcasting a little bit with that grumpy net in the morning, you better... I would check with their trustee if they want you to do that or not. He might be able to give you some flack, so, you know, you might hear from him there if you're causing any problems with these guys here in the Chicago area. Over.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no problem. I welcome that. If they have an issue with it, I got no problem. I'm just connected to their All-Star node. That's how we're doing it. And, you know, it's free. I mean, they advertise it like anybody can connect to it, but obviously we have a special situation here where we're on the same frequency. So, yeah, I welcome any kind of feedback. If they have an issue with it, I would have no problem at all just turning that off. But we thought we'd give it a try.
You said they have an All-Star number?
Yes. Yes, they do.
I know that they had one. Do you have it offhand?
I'm grabbing my phone now. Let me look. I'm scrolling through the text messages. Here it is. All-Star node 419310.
Because I know they got an Echo Link, so, but I didn't know they're into All-Star. That's nice to know, right? Because I like to check into that every now and then. But I'm a grumpy member. But I haven't checked into that net lately. And I was a member of that club once upon a time, but not anymore. And but anyway, that's another story. So anyway, okay, I'm going to get out of here. It's getting late after 9 o'clock. I got to check on some TV and go QRT. So nice talking to you. We'll check in again with you guys next week. 7-3. Good night, Kurt. This is WB9W.
All right, Pete. Nice talking to you. You have a good night. And they also have a they're also linked to a Brandmeister DMR talk group 3220694. So sounds like they're linked up, kind of like we are. We're also linked up to a DMR talk group. All right, Pete, have a good one. Don't want to keep you, and I got to get going myself. So we'll do one last call. Anybody anywhere. This is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.